103. The West Apsis. The wall paintings in the West Apsis show the Christ as world leader. The rainbow-coloured band is enfolded and the so-called mandorla, which is made from the four evangelist symbols. With his right hand he points to the heavens, and with his left he pushes the condemned away from him. The construction is an illustrated representation of the most recent gospel of Matthew 25:31-46. Underneath it sits the apostles on their chairs. The illustration of an angel who stands on a pink cloud is especially beautiful. Above the enthroned Christ in the middle of the wall is a dove representing the Holy Spirit. Above this, a hand reaches down from the clouds. This is the symbol for the Holy Father. In the lower section, the most recent gospels of all the apostles are represented. In the middle section, the dead rise from their graves. On the left, the revived dead, with victory palmlets in their hands, go towards the world leader. The victory over death is achieved. The blessed have eternal life. On the right, the damned are pictured, indignant, mournful, and wringing their hands. Three stained glass windows let the evening light into the church. The two higher windows show left and right the archangels Michael and Gabriel. In between and slightly underneath them is Albrecht I, the bear, Graf von Ballenstedt, 1134-1170, and Schutzvogt von Gernrode. In this alignment you can also see the members of the royal line. Under the 10 full-body representations in the arch window, you can also see Prince Wolfgang von Anhalt, the Wise, who died in 1566, and Prince Leopold von Anhalt by Dessau, who died in 1747. 10 more saints are represented as small busts in the arch. Between these, you can see 77 more members of the Anhalter line in medallion form. Altogether, there are 98 people from the Anhalt house. The colour paintings of the West Apsis were exposed to water damage for years and 50% destroyed. In the year 2004, however, they were completely restored. During this elaborate restoration, colour paints using plant bases were used, which unfortunately could be damaged by flash cameras. Therefore, lofts with special photography platforms were installed, and a complete photo ban has been put in place outside these platforms. This has happened so that the tender pastel colours stay bright and accentuated for future generations to enjoy. From here to the organ, you get an undisturbed view of the paintings.